Yo, what up, ladies and gentlemen? This is Memes Power Respect. I'm your boy, Davey Dave. I'm here with the man, Irvin Swervin' Irvin.
Swervin' Irvin, man. What up?
What's up, man? So, listen, man. Reason I wanted to get you on is because, bro, you're a beast on TikTok.
First of all, when your post first came across my For You page.
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, this shit is wild.
Just some asshole talking shit.
I was like, okay. I was like, ain't nobody doing it. I was like, this is like the IE Andrew Tate right here.
Man, I've been called the Mexican Andrew Tate, the IE Andrew Tate. Man, all that shit, man. Shit was crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I just started speaking my mind, man. One day I was like drinking and said, you know what? I'm gonna talk some shit. And I just posted this quote that I thought was me talking shit.
Yeah.
And it just like it popped off, and I was like, "Oh shit!" Yeah. So pretty crazy how that went down.
So that's funny, man, how I found you, because that, you know, I'll be on, everybody's on TikTok right here, boom, 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 yeah. Boom. You just swipe, and then like every time I would come across your stuff, I'd be like, "Damn, this was on one right here." I was like, "This is, first of all, it's entertaining, it's funny." The feedback in the comments was like crazy, and it was just cool, man, because like really no one else is doing something that you're doing.
Yeah, well, people will do it, but they'll like do like a PG version of it because right. They're scared of the backlash. They're scared of getting banned, of being called out. And I've been called out plenty of times.
Right.
There's people that stitch my videos,
right?
And you know they're talking shit like, oh, he's insecure, this and that. And it's like, dude, like I'm just on here being funny, talking shit. Like, relax, it's TikTok, you know?
Exactly. It's social media. It ain't real, dog.
For real. Man, people take it way too serious.
Way to the heart. But you got this thing called toxic laws.
Yeah.
That's what caught my attention, dude. I was like, oh, this fool, he on some shit. He on that toxic shit, which was cool, man. But where was the first one, and how did it start for you, though?
When it
took off, we were like, oh, I got a hit on my hands.
Yeah, so like if you actually scroll like down into my TikTok like a year ago,
yeah.
I was actually doing like comedy skits, like acting, doing the voiceovers. Okay. So it had nothing to do with being toxic. It was just like me, you know, I would post like motorcycle stuff.
Yeah.
Just, you know, being funny with my kid. And then just one day again, I was just drinking, and I was like, I'm gonna record myself drinking. And then I was like, I'm gonna post this toxic ass quote, you know. It's just something that popped in my head, and I did it, and it blew up, went viral, and I was like, okay, I already had like probably like 80,000 followers before that,
right?
So I wasn't too like wowed by it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was like, that went viral, and this is totally out of my niche. So then I posted another one next day.
But is it though?
right. No, but like, you know, saying like I was just being like
right,
you know, being funny, and all of a sudden I posted a toxic thing out of my niche. Went viral. Let me try this again.
Right.
I did it again. Boom. Went viral again.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, no shit. Let me try it three times. Right? If the third time it goes viral, then I'm on to something.
Third
here, right?
Time's a charm, players.
Did it. Boom. Blew up. And after that, the rest is history.
That's dope, man. That's dope. So, listen. Besides the social media stuff, let's get back. We'll get back to it. But like, where are you from? Like, who are you, dog? Like, people want to know. I want to know. You know what I'm saying?
My government name is Irvin, but no one ever calls me that shit. So don't call me that. Don't call me that. It's just Irv. Swerve is actually my nickname growing up.
Right.
My family calls me that. So that's where the whole Swerve and Irvin thing came from.
Okay, that's what's up.
But yeah, I'm from the IE, Inland Empire, for those of you guys that don't know.
Yeah.
Was born in Pomona, raised in Fontana. Went to Fontana High School. After that, I was in the military 5 years, and then came back and fucking... Just been hanging out here ever since.
Okay. You were talking about, we were touching on the military thing. Like, what branch you in?
Oh, I was in the Navy.
Oh, you're in
the
Navy?
Yeah, I did 5 years in the Navy.
Okay.
So that was pretty cool. Got to travel the world.
Where'd you go? Were you stationed at?
I was actually stationed in Japan for 3 years.
Oh, word?
Yeah. That shit was actually crazy.
What was it like there? I mean, I've never been to Japan, so.
So, like, you know.
I always wanted to go, but.
So, you know, like, you know, like, we're, you know, like, sons of immigrants or immigrants of immigrants.
Right.
And, like, you realize, you, like, think about it. Like, my parents were immigrants, right? And you're, like, they came to this country, didn't know the language. And they had to navigate without speaking English,
right? By themselves,
yep. I didn't know what that was like until I got to Japan, and I didn't know lick a fucking Japanese, right? And I'm, like,
Konnichiwa, bitches.
Yeah. I'm fucking over here trying to order at restaurants, pointing at fucking pictures like a retard and shit. Like, yeah, I want that one right there.
That's so funny.
It was definitely a crazy experience, man. I was 18, like fresh out of high school. Yeah, yeah. So I was just getting drunk and being stupid. And
yeah, all them sake bombs.
Yeah. Oh, man, it was crazy. Running from the Japanese police because he got into a bar fight with some random Marine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Okay, okay. So what are you up to now besides the military stuff? Like, what's your thing? I know that you you into working out and that kind of thing. And
yeah,
you
know, man,
you're into bikes.
Yeah, huge into motorcycles, huge into gym, and just fucking really just kind of just hanging out. Being a father, that's a big thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, being there for my kid. So when I'm with my kid, I'm in total dad mode, and I'm actually a nice person. And then once he goes back to his mom, it's fucking straight toxic time. Like, I'd be on a timer. Like, listen, I've been nice for 3 days. Like, it's time to get
gritty, y'all.
Yeah,
that's funny, dude. That's tight, man. So you have one kid?
Yeah, just one, and one baby mama, you know?
Oh, okay.
I mean, I might have more overseas, but I don't know. Listen, there was a lot of blacked out nights in Australia and Japan and all over the world, so.
We're going to have to check them registries for sure.
Yeah, hey, yo, don't, because I might owe some child support, you know what I mean? It wasn't that long ago, so I owe some child support, you know? I probably have some kids laid out around the world, but that's what happens when you're in the military and you party naked.
Yeah, that's what I hear. That's what I hear.
Yeah.
But I also hear that the Navy does like to get naked with each other, so.
Hey, man. I'm just saying
from what I heard, dog.
Yeah, that's what I heard too, man. But I was actually stationed with the Marines for 3 years. So
okay.
I did the blue side, like the blue side being just Navy for my last 2 years of service.
Oh, okay.
My first 3 years, I was with the green side of the Marines. So.
Oh, okay. Cool, cool.
But they're gay as shit too, so don't let no one fucking tell you any fucking different.
So overall, your military experience was a pleasant one?
Yeah, it was actually pretty fun.
Yeah.
It definitely made El Toxico fucking.
It gave you some material.
That it was definitely the groundwork for sure.
Mm, Now, on TikTok, we'll go back to here. On your TikTok here, which we're live on right now.
Yeah, we are actually.
Which is really cool, and we're here at. We're here at a brewery here, local.
It's okay, Hangar 24, just don't pull up on me, okay? Because
Hangar 24, Redlands, if anybody needs the address, I'm kidding.
Address is, that's actually one of my favorite spots. It's a nice little motorcycle ride.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, because little back roads and stuff, so I actually just hop on my bike, come here, have a few drinks.
Yeah.
Not too many, because you have to ride back.
Drink water.
Yeah, responsibly.
Eat some food.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you ride back, and so it's a cool little ride, cool little de-stress, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I like this spot. I haven't been here in actually probably like a year, because it's like out in the cut.
Yeah.
But I should come back because it's a cool little spot. It's a cool little spot.
Well, that's why I like it, because it's in the cut, man, because when I go out to other spots, I be getting recognized.
Yeah.
Hey, didn't you date so-and-so? Aren't you that motherfucker from TikTok? Hey, I know your ex. Like, God damn.
So that's another thing. And that's why they put two and two together for me. I actually saw you at a sushi spot by the crib. I think it was by the crib. It was one of the sushi spots. I go to sushi spots all over, but.
Oh, you saw me there?
And I did. I was like, I rolled in. I was like, oh, shit. This was like barely when I started following you.
Oh, okay.
And then I was like, oh, I think that's that motherfucker from TikTok. And then I hit you up in the live or on your comments. I was like, hey, bro, I saw you at the sushi spot. You were like, yeah, that was me.
Yeah,
like,
that's right. Oh, I do remember that, actually, yeah.
I was like, yeah, I saw you a couple of days ago.
Yeah, that happens a lot, man. I'm out and people, I always tell people though, like, hey, if you see me, like, just come say what's up.
Yeah.
Cause like there'll be a lot of guys that'll recognize me, and like they're looking at me and they're trying to figure out
right
if it's me. Yeah. But
I get that from IG too. So yeah. I know,
So like that confused look of like, is it really him? Yeah. Is the same look as like, what the fuck are you trying to do, bro?
Right.
So I get all like antsy, like, hey, what's up, man? We're gonna fight or what?
What's going on?
Yeah, is this dude trying to fight me or what?
Yeah.
I grew up in the hood, man. Someone stares at you too long, it's an issue.
That's right.
And then like finally after like an awkward 10-second stare down, it's like, hey, TikTok, right? Fuck, should just started
funny.
With that, man.
That's funny. Yeah,
got my blood pressure up.
But yeah, it's hard to, not hard, but it's like it's awkward sometimes for people to come up to people or like introduce. Even for me, like I'm a shy guy, like
and
I'm not extroverted at all. It's just like, you know, I don't talk to anybody, anyways. You know, this is the only place I talk to people, bro.
Right,
legit. Like here and in the DMs, that's it. That's
in the DMs, huh?
That's it.
In the DMs, you got all the fucking shoot off all the fucking clips. Like, hey, what's up, girl? What's up, girl?
I'm getting clips shot at me. You know what I mean?
Oh, hey,
you know
that does happen too.
But I don't really talk to people outside of this. But it's funny because I do get that from, you know, people come up and be like, oh, I know you. I was like, I don't know. So
like,
but
maybe what the fuck
maybe. Like, you speak
do
on
I owe
it.
Child support?
Yeah, like, speak on it. What's going on? Where you know me from? Just, you know, don't be weird.
Yeah, no, I always get super paranoid. I mean, that might just be military PTSD talking, but I get super paranoid. Like, fuck you look at that, man.
Yeah.
Did I fuck your girlfriend or something? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
maybe.
I started getting all fucking paranoid, and then finally, oh, yeah, it's TikTok, whatever. I'm like, all right, cool. That's why I always say it, like, on my lives, and I'll take that, like, dude, just come up to me. Like, I'm super approachable.
Right. That's cool. That's real cool of you to be that approachable, because some people are really assholes, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't fuck with that.
I ain't down with that, too. But that's why I wanted, because as soon as we were chopping it up, I was like, oh, this motherfucker's cool as fuck. So. Just another homie, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just another homeboy from the hood.
Yeah, that's it. Like, I be talking shit online, but, like, people that know me personally know, like, it's just me just being funny, joking.
Yeah.
It's not, like, I'm not really out
it's
there.
It's not serious. It's not serious.
I'm not really out there, like, trying to, like, shit on women
All for entertainment, though.
That's it. It's just shock value. And that's why I say it, like, as crazy as I can say it, because it's shock value. That's all it is. People need to understand that shit.
Yeah. You on them toxic laws? I'm about to start a TikTok of the simp laws.
Simp laws? Oh God! These fucking guys, yo, they be in the comments too.
I know.
Cause I posted one like, I see you
haters out there.
Oh yeah, they definitely be in there.
Simping ass fools, I see you.
Simping ass dudes. If you gotta check her phone, like you shouldn't be with her because you don't trust her. And I'm like, bro, chill the fuck out. Like, you're not gonna get any pussy for this comment. Like, why are you being a simp?
Right, you know what I mean? That's crazy, because it's all over, man. It's like, I see it in my...
Yeah.
Bro, here's what I see all the time.
Captain Save-A-Hose.
I see this all the time. There's two things that happen. That's one of them. They go and they defend some girl on the comments.
Yeah.
And then the other one, like, a girl will comment on your stuff, and then, like, everybody will go and like their comment or go comment underneath there, like, oh, well, I'm over 6 foot. Like,
yeah.
I got a house. Like, bro, like...
You know what though? I have certain followers. I can't think of their names, but they always comment myself. They're guys.
Yeah.
And they'll actually be on my lives, or they'll comment. They're like, "Hey, I'm just here looking for the bitches." Like, they're trying to shoot their shot at the girls. You know what I mean? And like, hey, I respect that. So if you're in my comments trying to fucking scavenge, hey,
do your thing.
I'm not a hater, bro.
Ain't no shame in the game.
Exactly. Yeah, get it how you can get it.
That's it, man. That's tight, man. So, you're like. Close to like what? You're like 300,000 on TikTok. I didn't realize that.
Yeah,
the other day I was like, oh shit! I was like, oh, okay, yeah, this fool deep in it.
It blew up. Like I said, like I started. I had like 80,000 followers because I was just doing like comedy skits, like a lot of motorcycle related stuff.
Yeah.
So I blew up to like 80,000, and then once I started Toxic Laws,
yeah,
fucking over the summer, pretty much.
Boom, boom. You gotta bring that shit to IG, dog.
You know what? I was...
Or just start another page.
That's what I was thinking, because like my IG now, it's like it's just friends and family, you know?
Yeah.
It's more my personal side. Right. I post my kid.
Yeah.
But...
I say bring it over. I'll promote the shit out of it.
Yeah, no, I want to start a YouTube channel as well. But like I said, I did this shit just out of pure boredom. I have my homie. He's also big on TikTok. His name is a Big Tate.
Oh, okay.
Big-ass black dude. I call him Big Tate, right?
Yeah.
But he's big on TikTok as well. He's probably right around 250
thousand
followers.
Yeah,
and he's always like, "Bro, you should get on TikTok because like you're funny. Like I think you'll blow up on this."
Yeah.
He was always the one pushing it.
Yeah,
and I was like, "Man, TikTok's for fucking pussies, man. It's for fucking old ladies and fucking housewives and little kids, bro. That shit ain't for me."
Yeah,
he's like, "Come on." And finally, one day, I just downloaded out of pure boredom.
Yeah,
watched it for a couple days, and then I posted a video. It did good. Like by my third video, I went viral. And
the rest is history.
Yeah,
I don't see it going anywhere but up, dog. But I suggest that you do the YouTube, you do the Instagram, and anybody out there who's listening, do a podcast, do a YouTube, do a TikTok, do an Instagram. If you got some stuff that you think that you're funny, you never know until you try it, dog.
Yeah.
So like, you know, you never know what people are gonna bite. This, you know, just fucking set the hook and that's it. You know, that's fishing out there.
It could be the stupidest shit. Like I said, toxic balls. Like I just came up with that, like. As a hashtag, you know, and it was just like, oh, these are laws of toxicity, you know, toxic laws, and then boom, it fucking. Yeah.
You need some merch, dog.
You know what? I thought about it, but I actually want to write a book, The 100 Laws of Toxicity. You heard it here first.
That's it. I say you do it all. I mean, we ain't getting any younger. We could be gone tomorrow.
Oh, it's, you know? Speaking of age, these motherfuckers in the comments are like, oh, you fucking 40. Well, dude, I'm 34. 30 fucking 4. 34. 88. Check my birthday.
Check the ID.
Yeah, check the fucking ID.
Yeah, come to Hangar and check it out for yourself.
Yeah, man.
That's crazy,
man. There'll be kids in there talking shit, man. Hey, man, shut up, fucking 50-year-old. Like, get off of TikTok. I'm like, damn, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all being mean.
It's all good. They say that shit because they hate. That's why.
Yeah, keep hating. I'm going to fuck your mom and see how you feel about it.
Exactly. I'm going to be your stepdad.
Yeah, I'll fucking be your stepdad real quick, motherfucker. You're grounded now.
Relax. You ain't coming to no breweries. You're stuck in the garage, dog, with your Xbox.
Go rake the leaves, motherfucker. Fuck is you doing?
Go help your mom with the laundry.
Yeah.
Yeah, you ain't getting no dinner. Yeah. That's funny, man. But yeah, so what's like, you get any backlash for this shit?
Oh, man.
Like, what's just tell me about that.
Dude, well, first of all, dating is hard.
Okay.
Having that type of TikTok.
So when you are you proactive in telling them, yo, man, listen, I got to tell you something. I got this TikTok. All these bitches are on it. All these simping ass fools are on it. All these haters are on it. But it's successful. I just want you to know. And this is what I say.
Nah, I just like, well, I mean, I was like recently in a serious relationship. Yeah. So, but that was an issue.
Did it become an issue, or it was an issue at the jump?
Oh, off jumps, bro. Oh, okay. Off jumps. Okay. Immediately off jumps. Yeah. But now that I'm single, it's just like, I just don't give a fuck. Like, you're going to find out eventually. I don't even tell them that I'm big on TikTok. Like, eventually, you're going to find out. And then once you find out, like, why the fuck did you tell me? I'm like, well, you didn't ask.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I still have to play the game, fellas. Don't overgive information. Do not overgive information. That's how you get your dumb ass caught up.
Yeah, that's right.
Only what they ask.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? So I just let them figure it out. And then, what the fuck is all this? Like, well, I don't know what I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And what other backlash do you face? Do you get it from, like, you know, work or, you know, your family or, you know, homies?
No, not really. Because, like I said, like, the only people or I really Abuelita. Kick it with. Oh, man. Yeah, no. But you know what? My tia talks shit. But she's funny as fuck, too. Yeah. She's like, you crazy motherfucker, you know? But no, like, I only really kick it with like my family and close friends.
Yeah.
I don't like to make new friends that often. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Same. So. Same. Yeah. And to be honest, like these days, it ain't really worth shit, man, to go and extend yourself and, you know, open yourself up to new people because it's like, man, a bunch of these fools have like ulterior motives. They want to see what they can get out of you, and like, you know, they want to work their angle instead of being genuine. You know what I mean?
Exactly. So like I say, it's family and close friends for me, but no, but they all know my personality.
Yeah.
So when they see me post this shit, they just laugh. They're like, oh, fucking Swerve's being Swerve again, talking that crazy shit. Like, that's just all it is. They just know I'm just talking shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? That's all it is. So I really don't face backlash like that. At work, I will every now and then. But it's just like hating ass coworkers and shit. Like, oh, I saw your shit.
What do you do? You can't tell us.
Yeah.
It's all good.
It's a federal job, though. But,
okay. Yeah, don't divulge that.
Yeah, no, I can't say it. More so, not really because, you know, it's like, it ain't no secret squirrel shit, but more so because of the crazy shit I post, like, I could just face backlash from it, you know, so I just...
Okay, yeah, yeah, that's cool. I mean, nobody tells you anything from the work?
Nah. Nah, I have a few of my supervisors that definitely see my shit. They just laugh. But again, they know who I am, you know
what
I'm saying?
As long as you're not saying, hey, this is where I am, this is what I do.
Right, or like, I'm drunk as shit, doing 120 miles on my bike. Like, I'm not posting that.
Which he's not doing, by the way, ladies and gentlemen.
Also did not do it. I drove here today, actually. But,
did you drive today?
No, I Ubered here, actually.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
That was you getting dropped off?
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
yeah. Wink, wink.
That's what's up. So, listen, tell me about this YouTube. Like, if you were to start a YouTube, what would be your main priority on there? What's your angle?
So, I'm trying to do just basically the same shit I'm doing on TikTok.
Yeah.
But instead of, like, just writing it out in a quote, I'm thinking, like, I'll actually speak it into the mic, you know?
Okay.
Do almost like an interview where I'm being interviewed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, like, just speak pretty much same message, just different medium of communication. That's
all. And when are you looking to start something like that, though?
Shit, I don't know.
Should do it, dog, as soon as possible.
Probably this week. I don't know. Whenever the podcast drops.
Okay. Yeah, we'll put it out. What's today? Today's, what is today? Thursday? Wednesday?
Wednesday? Fuck, I don't know.
I hope it's Wednesday. I need another day in this week at Martin Luther King. Dave, drop me, man, because I'm shooting a film this weekend, and like I'm still working on my permit, so like they were closed on MLK Day. I was like, oh my god, but yeah, man, you should do it as soon as possible, dog.
Yeah, I just want to do it. Probably like I say, I want to make the podcast probably like one of my first posts.
Oh, okay.
And you know, just market it that way, and then just do like I said, do those shorts.
Yeah.
With you know, but instead of just writing it and drinking, I'll be drinking and saying it into the camera. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So whatever toxic law I come up with that fucking day, you know, like. Do this or don't do that.
You thinking about doing it like on a location like something like this, or like you trying to do it at the crib?
I haven't thought that far into it.
Yeah,
probably just like a place like this at first, and then probably like build a studio.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
You know, probably something at my house, like a little office type of thing.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. There's different ideas, but I haven't really... I wing everything.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah. I'm almost like that too, yeah. But I do encourage everybody, man, like, to do all your shit. Like, do the podcast, do the YouTubes. Like, you never know, man. Like, people are always looking for new shit.
Right.
And then the people who are creative, like yourself... like, we need an outlet, man. And sometimes, like, the only thing that's stopping us is ourselves. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so, like, exactly. I think you should just knock it out, man. And all these simping ass fools, like, hey, do simp laws, dog. Whatever. Do it.
Look, simp laws is, you know, or anti-simp laws. That would be a good one. See, we're brainstorming here. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Do something where I could turn toxic laws into anti-simp movement.
That's it.
So, if you're a simp and you have a problem, like, for $10.99 a month, I'll be like, OnlyFans, you pay for the subscription, and I'll teach you how to not be a simp.
Yep, that's it.
That's a good business idea. Don't fucking copy, all right? Because we just came up with that right now. Don't fucking copy us.
So this is. By the way, this is all free game for y'all.
Yeah, this is free game. So if I started OnlyFans, like, I'm not going to be on there showing my butthole.
Cool old shit.
Yeah, but I'll be giving out free game like that, you know, how to not be a simp.
That'd be dope.
Like, if you don't get no bitches, I'm going to give you, like, 5 quick tips.
Yeah.
Oh, you can up your game. You know?
I say you do it, though. What's the worst that's gonna happen? No one's gonna subscribe. It's all good. Yeah. Then you're back right where you are.
I mean, maybe not OnlyFans. You know what I'm saying? Maybe another platform, because that's it's gotta be hard to be selling tips on a website that, you know, mainly thrives off of buttholes.
Hey, but you never know.
I'm not sure my butthole, bro. It's just I'm making it right now.
No. Chill.
So for all you guys that got excited about my OnlyFans, it's not gonna happen.
The OnlyFans is coming. The Swerve 2023.
Swerving with Swerve. That's gonna be the name of it right there.
But the thing is, like, people aren't only on there. I mean, yeah, majority is what you hear is, like, people are showing their ass and everything OnlyFans. But like, people are on there, like, actually doing, like, tutorials and, like, it's all subscription based. It doesn't have to be crazy or nasty, but you got a good thing right there. Like, hey, man, this week's lesson is A, B, and C.
Yeah,
you know, this is anti-simp laws.
Yeah, that's no, it. Like, I've had people in the comments that are like, dude, you're like the big brother I never had.
Yeah. I can see that.
It makes me feel old, though, because I'm, bro, I'm 34. Right, but I guess I am getting a little bit older, right? Fuck.
No, but listen, people, this is the shit that people never hear, dog.
Right.
Never get a chance, because there was never a platform before, TikTok, Instagram, no, nothing.
Yeah.
The only way they heard it was, like, going through...
Like the uncle, the home, older cousins,
the cousin's house, the big brother, the friend's older brother's house. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So I get that a lot in the comments. Like, dude, you're the big brother I never had. Like, you're putting me on. Like, it's simple shit, right? Yeah. Like, dude, like, you want
to
fucking.
It's simple to you, because people over here, not all these fools, but I'm saying, like,
some.
Yeah. Okay, some of you motherfuckers don't get it. Like, there's something to be had, and you guys just don't get it.
Yeah, not exactly. I mean? Like, you know, like simple things that, like, dude, like, go get a haircut once a week.
Right.
Iron your clothes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, look presentable. Right. Clean your fucking shoes.
Yes.
Simple things that could seem basic to me.
That anybody could do today.
Exactly. And that immediately is going to put you 2-3 points higher in the game.
Out of 50, by the way, not out of 10. So don't get excited.
Yeah.
So there's like a big learning curve for this shit, though.
Yeah. So, but it's literally simple things that could turn you from just being an average dude or you get no play to, like, now you're getting play.
But there are people that, well, I'm going to say, I'll say people because it's 2023, but that really have not been in any, like, you know, they don't get no play, dog. They don't get no play, whether it be like a crush, or like someone crushes it back, you know, or like a DM, or like there's no game, there's no interaction. They've never been to bars and been out, like, and like hitting on girls. Not that that's what bars are all about, but I'm saying they've never been in that scenario,
situation. They are.
But you know what I'm saying? And they've never had anything remotely close to that. They've never had any you know, no, what do you call it? Like,
no life advice.
Life advice. You know, no life experience. So they're missing a big chunk. And I see these guys, and it's all good. Like,
well, it's simple. Don't be a fucking sim. All right, listen. I'll put you guys up on free game right now. One quick tip: if you see a hot girl at a bar, she's heard your beautiful, nice eyes, gorgeous smile. She's heard all those lines a million fucking times. Roast her immediately.
Roast her.
But like a light roast, okay? Like, if you're at Starbucks, you know, there's light, medium, dark right? Light to medium. You know what I mean? Find something that you can roast her about. Like, damn, those are some big ass hoop earrings. Yeah. Like, or whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean? Something stupid.
Not about her, though. Don't make it about, don't make it
don't,
personal.
Don't go after her big forehead. Like, immediately, no. Yeah. Insecurities, no. But, like, You know what I'm saying?
Like a purse. You know, that's last season's purse.
Right. Like she's in like leggings and workout gear at a bar. Like, hey, what happened? Like, fucking, is this your fucking?
This is your workout.
Yeah, is this your fucking post workout drink or what? You know, something stupid, but you're gonna stand out. That's all it is. All you have to do is stand out and make her laugh. If you can make her giggle, you can make those cheeks jiggle. That's the rule I fucking live by.
Hey, write that down. Pin that down. Pin that.
That's gonna be in the book.
That's funny, man. No, that's true though. But yeah, people don't understand that. They don't realize. Like, first of all, it's from my experience, it's usually like 50-50 that girls don't want to be talked to and they do want to be talked to when they're out in public. You know what I mean? It just depends, especially like in the bars, because I'm like, I was big in bars for years and years. I was manager of nightclubs for years. And I seen everything. I seen every personality, you know, A through Z. I seen simp motherfuckers to douchey motherfuckers to right in the middle fools.
Oh yeah, don't be the douche one though.
That's a tough thing to swallow. When I see that, it's cringy as fuck, man.
Yeah, no, it really is. Like I said, you gotta be the funny guy.
Yeah.
Be the funny guy. That's what I say, stand out. She's seen the douche guys, she's seen the simps. Stand out and be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, girls don't want to get talked to because it's always the same conversation. Oh my god, you're so beautiful. Yep. Let me buy you a drink. Hey, let me get your number.
What's your Snapchat?
It's always the same conversation.
Yeah.
But if you just start roasting her, she's like, wait a minute, what? And if she's cool, she's gonna, you know, play along, right?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, this is funny. He's fucking talking shit. She'll start talking shit back. Yeah. Now you're talking shit back. Now you guys are sitting there laughing, bullshit, whatever. Boom, you just made a connection.
Yeah, for sure. And at this point, take notes. Like, you ain't even asked for no shit. You ain't say no Snapchat, no Instagram, DM me, nothing. It's coming. Even if you don't get it that day,
she's
going to be the one that's going to be in pursuit of it.
Plant the seed and water it. Just like at the gym. If you guys go to the gym, that's how you get gym baddies. You don't go up to them right away.
Yeah.
You're going to scare them away.
Oh, word? That's the gym etiquette right there, too? It's the same. It works.
Listen, I'm giving away free game right now. But yeah, listen, if you guys go to the gym and you guys want a gym baddie, you just don't go up to her and try to hit on her, because she's been hit on by every swinging dick in that motherfucker.
True.
You know, especially if she's like those regulars.
Yeah.
She's hurt it all.
Yeah.
But you know, again, you just make a light comment, roast.
Yeah.
Hey, good job. Hey, keep up the hard work. I see you.
Yeah.
And just leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
And just let it fester.
She'd be like, damn, he didn't even want my
this my, motherfucker. My info. Yeah, this motherfucker didn't even ask for my goddamn Instagram or nothing.
Yep.
Who the fuck is he, right? Yep. And then next time you see her, hey, what's up? You just say hi. What are you working on today? Oh, arms, whatever, legs. Okay, cool. All right, have a good workout.
Kill it.
Keep it pushing. Right? This is like a 2 to 3 week process, right? Then you keep doing the same thing. Every time you see her, hey, what's up? How you doing? Hey, good job. I see you putting in at work. And then finally, after about 2-3 weeks of buildup, like, this motherfucker's been talking to me every time he sees me about something platonic, and he never goes in for the kill. Why?
Yeah.
Now they're curious. And once you have their curiosity and attention, then the ball's in your court.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Is that true, ladies and gentlemen? I think it is, though.
No, listen, it is true, because I've done this once or twice in the past.
I'm not going to say yes or no, because I stay impartial in the middle right
now. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I've done it. I will wrap myself out on live right now. Okay.
Yeah. And that's all good. I mean, listen, man, this is what people need, bro.
Yeah.
You know.
But then after you do that, then you just hit her up and finally, hey, on your cheat day, we should go grab a drink and a cheeseburger or something. There you go. Bro.
We'll grab a skinny martini.
Whatever. And they will fucking go for it, bro. Every single time. It's too easy.
Okay. Yeah. See, but this is the stuff that needs to be told, because it's not only imperative to like people that have no social life, but it's also to instill the fact that you need to communicate with you know, the girls, if that's your thing, or dudes. Like, I don't, does it work the other way for girls too? What do you think? You know what I mean? Does it work that way? Like, can girls? I think it's different, dog.
Girls have their own way of shooting their shot.
Yeah.
And I think as guys, you just have to pick up on those cues.
Yeah.
Like, if they
see, but the simps won't pick up on them cues either. They'll just go overboard. And the people who have no interaction, they just don't know what the fuck is happening.
It's because simps, you guys have a disease. You guys. Listen, I'm gonna start a streaming service, and I'm gonna help you guys.
I'm telling you,
get like. Cure this sickness that you guys have. It's like cancer,
it's a
bro.
Disease,
like,
dog.
Yeah, it's like simps and cancel culture.
Yeah,
they're like the
hand
same
in
people.
Hand
in hand.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
That's funny, dog. I never even thought about it.
It's true, dude. It's simps and cancel culture. They're
fucking disease.
They're one in the same person. Yeah, it is a disease. You can't even say shit nowadays without being canceled.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like simping is like getting athlete's foot on your fucking balls. It's like the worst thing that can happen.
Just that inch that you just can't get rid of.
What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah,
like,
no, it's super bad. And the thing is, like, you know, now everybody has a platform.
Yeah.
So like these guys can like voice their opinion. You know, before it was like only a few people had a platform.
Yeah.
And you just listen to what the fuck they say. Yeah. Now everybody has a voice.
But everyone has a voice, but not everyone gets the recognition because sometimes the shit that they say doesn't even fucking matter. It doesn't make any sense. You know what I mean? The shit that you say, like, it makes sense. And
To some.
No.
Other people might look at my shit and be like, this guy's just talking out of his ass.
If you really dig down to the heart of it, it all makes sense. And if you say that it doesn't make sense, you're fucking lying. You're lying to yourself because it's all true. That's the thing. It's true, bro. It's true. It's not no fucking... There's no wild, outrageous lies. Like,
yeah.
It's all true. It all stems back from a truth. It's not. It's like when they say, hey, I'm not racist. I'm just... I just stereotype. It's quicker. It's the same thing with this. You know what I mean? It makes... There's something rooted in the truth for that to be said.
Yeah. That's
all.
That's very true. It's like, oh, like... Not all girls like that talk shit. I'm like, shut your ass up. Yes, you fucking
bro,
do.
Straight
because
up.
Because what happened was, if you don't like it anymore, is that you're so heartbroken over one dude that was that guy. And that's why you're going to be like, I'm going to play it safe now.
That's true. That's true.
Like, I went for that guy that was all that, right?
Yep.
He checked every box. And he was a little toxic, right? He was a little masculine, a little fucking, you know, toxic, whatever, right? Right, right. But what happened was, that guy is hard to tame. You know what I mean? You really gotta be on your shit to fucking tame that guy. You know, it's like those wild Mustangs, you know, like the big bad horses, not anyone can ride those big bad horses. True. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You gotta know what the fuck you're doing.
Yep.
Kind of the same shit, right?
Yep.
And what happens is they fall off that horse, break their leg, they're all fucking butthurt.
That's it.
And like, I'm gonna go after this simp right here.
Yep. Easy prey.
Cause it's easy prey, cause he's safe.
Yeah.
How many times have you heard girls say that?
Yeah.
Oh, he's safe.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. And they settle. Settle for that safe ass dude right there.
They ain't got no spice, no fuck. It's
that motherfucker is gonna be at home cleaning and make dinner, and he ain't gonna talk back.
And going apple picking the next weekend.
But he's not gonna break your back off like the other guy is.
Nah,
you know what I mean?
Nah.
So you got to pick your struggle, ladies. Yeah, pick your fucking struggle.
That's true.
Damn. Y'all want that guy that's everything and that can fucking break your fucking back in half?
Yeah.
You're gonna have to deal with some issues.
True. Yeah.
That him, you know, him being a little toxic, him being an actual man.
Yeah,
being
yeah.
masculine.
So let's talk about that. So in this day and age, and you know, beautiful 2023, a lot has changed, man, in like the past 10 years in regards to...
Hold on.
So this is where we're at, man. Listen, 2023, a lot of change in the past like 10 years, dog, 5 years, 3 years, 2 years.
Yeah.
It's all this masculine shit, man. So like it's a son of a bitch because, listen, man, either you're too toxic because you're masculine or, I don't know, man, it just doesn't make sense, man. For being a man and wanting to be masculine and wanting to, you know, enjoy being, you know, a man. Like, some people are viewing it as, like, that's the wrong thing to do these days. You know what I mean?
So my personal thought on that is what I think what happened was there was a point in time where it was like, it was very masculine. Like, you know, the old machismo shit. Like, you stay home and pop out 10 kids and I work and you shut the fuck up and cook clean. And if I'm pissed off, I'm going to smack the shit out of you, right?
Right.
Right? That's kind of like how it was back in the day. You know, we all grew up seeing it or like our parents saw it.
Right.
So I think there was like a massive over
compensation.
Overcorrection.
Right.
With this whole like woke movement, you know?
Yeah.
So like, because it was so fucked up at one point, it's like overcorrecting, but it's just a knee-jerk reaction. It's like when it was in the military. It's like one dude gets in trouble, and it was like mass punishment. Everyone gets in trouble.
Yeah.
That's how they used to do in the military. So I'm relating it to that because that's what I'm seeing now. Like, a few dudes fucked it up for everybody else.
Yeah.
And now all these fucking woke-ass people are like overcorrected because they want to make it right, but they're like overdoing it.
Why do you think... What characteristics do you think that you know, that they're putting down? Like, it doesn't make any sense because one day they'll pick one thing, and then the next day they'll pick something else. You know what I mean?
It's being a man because like if you look at like how what's going on, like
what makes you masculine?
It's just taking charge. taking charge. But as a man, like, that's what we're genetically hardwired to do, is to take charge and fucking run shit. And it's not because we're like putting the other species down, because no, always say women are way stronger than us. They're way fucking smarter than us. We're dumb as fuck.
True.
You know what I mean? They are the smarter, stronger species. They could take pain better than us.
Yeah.
They're literally genetically engineered to take more pain because of childbirth. So in my eyes, they're actually the stronger. But physically, muscular wise, like, we're different. You know what I mean?
But it has to be that way. Listen, who's gonna open them jars for y'all?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, listen, that's a pity. But
women be all like, nah, like, men ain't shit. Like, we don't need toxic men. We don't need masculine men.
Right.
And all of a sudden, some fucking axe murderer breaks into the house. Yeah. And, hey, go check. You know what I mean? They send the dude in there. You know what I mean? It ain't gonna be the chick. You know what I mean?
Who's gonna go cut your grass?
Yeah.
Who's gonna go till your lawn? Listen,
I haven't seen a woman fucking gardener yet. Okay, so when I see one, you let me know that we're fucking you guys are fucking equal.
I've seen like two women roofers on TikTok, and that's it.
You know what? Speaking of which, I did see a roofer on TikTok, and I saw a welder chick. I thought she was pretty badass. I was like, hey, props to her.
Straight up. No, but it's few and far between.
Yeah, exactly. But like, for example, like when I was in the military, they did not allow women in combat. That was a rule.
Then right when I got out, they changed it.
Yeah.
Well, there's a reason for that, dog. There's a reason for that. Listen, you can't tell me that. Okay, listen. Majority, and it's always majority, and I say, listen,
yeah,
we stereotype is grounded in truth,
right?
So I'm saying there's not majority of women can take a fucking, you know,
a 250 pound man with 100 pound worth of gear
M60,
and drag him out with one hand,
bro. It's not gonna happen.
No, listen, there are women that can do that, absolutely. Yes. I've seen women that can do that,
right?
And to those women, hey, you have every right to fucking go and do that. Yeah. If you can hang, you can bang.
Have you seen, when's the last time you saw a lady fireman?
I actually know a few.
No, I'm a few. You do?
Yeah, I do.
I haven't seen it.
No, her name's actually Megan.
So a firewoman.
Her name is Megan. She's worked for Rialto.
What up, Megan?
Yeah, what's up, Megan? I haven't seen you in a while. Funny story about that. I actually got into a really bad car accident, and she showed up.
To the scene,
and I was all fucked up, right? And she like, when she finally realized it was me, she was like so like panicked and scared for me that she starts punching me, bro. Like, what the fuck? Like, I just got into a car accident, now you're punching me? But
Shout out Megan.
But you did it out of the goodness of your heart, whatever. But she's a badass.
Yeah. You know what I see too, and like, and this is not poking at anything too. It's just what we see over and over and over. Like you see all those police videos out now, like of pursuits and foot chases.
Yeah.
And like, I just see like, listen, there's guys getting taken down too, but I'm saying like, you see the women getting taken down, not being able to defend themselves, you know, being overpowered by their assailant, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, listen, there's a lot of dudes that get overpowered too. It's not gender specific, but like my thing is, like I said, when I just got out of the military, I still had a bunch of buddies over the military, and same thing with first responders. My thing is, if you can hang, then you can bang. That it was just as simple as that.
There was no gender.
That's what I'm saying. There was no gender involved. There was no who's better than what. It was simply, can you hang? And if you can, then fuck, you can bang it out with the rest of us.
Because
every other man is being put to this crazy ass test of physical force, of fucking mental stability under stress.
Right.
And we have to go through that
physical strength.
And we have to show that we're able to make calm decisions under stress.
Right.
And we get tested on all this shit in order to do that job.
Right.
So if you can go through that same testing, by all means.
Yeah.
That's just me.
So that masculinity goes into taking initiative, being physically strong, being physically, mentally aware. What else would you think?
Yeah.
Add to that list. That it's these are all positives, man. I'm not
being
saying,
able to lead your woman properly.
Okay. Your family too.
Yes. You know, and people say, well, that's the old like patriotic thing, right?
Right.
But being able to lead your woman, all women will agree when I say this. If a man knows how to properly lead, she will submit and she will follow. The reason why a lot of these women are so masculine and independent and carry their own Costco waters into the house is because they've been dating bitch ass dudes.
Yeah.
It's that fucking simple.
Like, I'll do it myself.
Yeah, like I don't need a fucking bitch ass dude. Yeah. Listen, fellas, they don't even need bitch ass dudes anymore. They got toys that vibrate and do all sorts of crazy shit and will talk to them.
Blow your booty hole out.
Bro, they got all sorts of crazy shit. They don't
all of it.
they don't need a bitch motherfucker no more. They really don't. You know what I mean?
That's true. That's
so
true.
So it's a world filled with these dudes because society overcorrected and created a bunch of pussies.
Right.
So girls don't want to date these pussies. Like, they already have a pussy. They don't need another one. You know what I mean? Unless you're bi and that's what you're into. But, but that's what it is. But that's why women are so masculine now. Because there's not a lot of masculine men. So they have to compensate for that. It's like, did you know, like, lions in Africa, like, when there's no male lions around, some female lionesses will actually start growing out manes.
Damn.
That's actually a fact. You Google that shit. Don't ask me how I know that.
I've seen that before. There was a lady in my church. She had, like, a kind of beard.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, she's been alone for a little too long.
Yeah.
A little too long.
She ain't keeping up with her maintenance, huh? But, yeah, that's actually an animal fact, but don't ask how I know that. But that's an example of like animals in the wild compensating for the lack of masculinity, the lack of a true male.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that's happening now in with humans is. Yeah.
You know, so does being masculine equal to being an alpha, like the male lion versus the lioness in our situations? You know what I mean? Because there's so much spotlight on being an alpha. You know what I'm saying? Like, you go to the gym, be like, oh, this motherfucker ain't alpha, motherfucker.
Yeah, I honestly,
alpha, sigma, beta, the whole bit. Yeah, you know what I mean? Gets blown out of proportion.
I honestly hate that term, the whole alpha male thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, like, a lion doesn't tell you he's a lion.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So an alpha is not going to tell you
straight up,
an alpha.
Straight up.
So if you got a dude walking around with shirts, and I've seen it, you know, alpha as fuck on their shirt, you know, I am that guy, like, you're not. If you have to say it, you're not, bro. Just chill. And I'm not saying I'm that guy either. I'm not claiming to be one. I handle my business, and that's that.
But you are who you are. That's it.
Exactly. I am who I am, and I handle my business when it needs to be handled, and that's it.
And let me go back to this, because like the way that you are now, there had to be some kind of circumstance in order for you to gain bits of your personality that made you who you are today, correct?
Yeah. It's called trauma and hardship, which a lot of guys don't go through anymore.
No, that's true. That's true. Everything's so easy. The easy road, the easy way out.
Yeah.
You want to.
Everything's padded.
Yeah.
It's a padded fucking world.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you don't create warriors and beasts with fucking pillows and fucking blankets.
True.
It's through fucking fire and fucking blood, sweat, and tears.
Hunting for your food.
Yeah, like that. That's how you create beasts and warriors and men. You know what I mean? Blood, sweat, and tears.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're getting your ass up like fighters. Like, I mean, I'm not a fighter, right?
Yeah.
I've had some training, but like, you don't become this great fighter without getting your ass beat a bunch of times.
True,
you know what I mean?
True.
So that's what this world's so padded nowadays. Like, I have my son, and you know, my baby mama's always like, he's little, leave him alone. Like, I got him a skateboard for Christmas, right?
Yeah.
She bought him knee pads. I'm like, take the motherfucking knee pads off. Like, this motherfucker needs to bust his ass on his, you know?
Yeah.
On the fucking carpet. Yeah, like, yeah. I need to see blood when this fucker falls.
Yeah,
you know
let's
mean?
See some scrapes. Yeah. Let's see some bruises.
He falls. Oh my God, get him a napkin, a blanket, a fucking whatever, a fucking band-aid, wrap him up. And I'm like, this motherfucker didn't go to Iraq, bro. Like, he didn't get shot. Like, relax. Just rub some fucking dirt on it
and
fucking keep it pushing.
That's it. That's
and drink some water out the hose in the fucking.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
If you drink from the hose, then you got some fucking balls.
If you're from the generation that drank from a hose outside of a shoddy ass apartment, like,
you
know what I'm talking about,
the
bro.
The one with the tip coming off, don't even have the screw on thing no more.
Yeah, now they won't even drink tap water and shit. No, I'm like, no, bro, that's water. All I grew up on was fucking tap water, bro. What the fuck?
There's extra testosterone in that tap water, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what you become a man, bro. You get extra fucking hairs on your balls when you drink tap water. Not all the fucking little kids listen to this shit, like, I'm drinking tap water now.
I got a Dasani.
Yeah, or
give me a Voss,
a pH water, a pH water. Like, God, give me that pH.
Mommy, do you have any alkaline water?
Bro, like, I would go to Mexico and drink the water in Mexico, bro. Like, that shit would fuck you up
that
too.
That should have definitely for sure put some hair on your chest.
Yeah, it definitely fucked
females
me up.
Too.
But oh, have you seen the girls in Mexico with the arms? You know, with the hairy arms. Listen, but I like those girls.
That's a prerequisite for living there.
Listen, if you're a Mexican and a Mexican chick, and you tell me you could cook and I don't see black hairs on your forearms and your hands,
it's all cap.
Yeah,
it's all cap.
I'm immediately questioning how good your food is.
There's like, no way you cook and beat that tonight. There's no way.
No fucking way your tortillas are that good. They probably break apart when you fucking flip them and shit.
You can't even touch it on the stove. You need a comal. You don't need, you're going to use it with your fingers.
Yeah. There's no fucking way.
That's funny, dog. That's true. That's facts, though. Straight up.
You know, that's how I like my Latinas. I like it with fucking arm hair and a little bit of a mustache and shit. You know what I'm talking about? The little.
The one that got to see the girl every week?
Yeah.
I got to go see my lady.
But listen, I got to
go see my lady this
week. They make the best food.
That's true.
So it's a trade-off. You know what I mean?
It is a trade-off. You see, that's the thing. Like, that's where we're losing something here. Like, there's being that kind of woman, like a strong, independent woman in her own rights.
Right.
In regards to I'm owning who I am and what I can do in my abilities. Like, I can cook like a storm. But then you have masculine men. Yes, we got that settled. But we have the other people who... They can't even cook their own food. So where are you at? Like, what are you doing? Like, you eating Carl's Jr. every night? Like, you ain't got no girl that's gonna cook you dinner? Like, it doesn't make sense to me. So everything's getting lost. There's no, like, the culture doesn't continue. There's no culture fire. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, they're trying to get away with, like, the old systems, right? Where the man works and fucking doesn't cook and the woman cooks and doesn't work.
Right.
They're trying to get rid of that shit, but it's, like, fucking everything up.
Yeah. But how is that going to work? You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand that. I don't understand the logic.
So
there's no logic to it.
So in a couple of my videos before, I had some comments where the women were saying, well, us Latinas, like, we have jobs now.
Yeah.
So, like, we're too busy to cook. And I'm like, dude, like I grew up, like, my mom was a single mother.
Right.
Until I met my dad when he was 5.
Yeah.
And, like, she worked 2 jobs, cooked, cleaned, washed my clothes. And I had home-cooked meals every fucking day while she was working 2 jobs. And we're talking about hard labor jobs, right? She worked, like, at a dry cleaning place and, like, cleaning houses and shit. Like, she didn't work at some fucking administrative office just typing away all day on her fucking phone scrolling through TikTok. And then you want to come home and say, like, oh, like, I'm too tired to cook. Like, bitch, you just watch TikTok all day and gossip. Fucking... Oh my God, you hear about Jenny? Oh my God, she's the boyfriend she's fucking dating? Like, that's all they do all day for fucking
gossip.
8 hours.
Gossip and then
maybe make some copies. Right?
Make some
copies. And then you want to tell me you're too tired to work?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To come home and cook?
Make a meal
and wash some clothes? Like, come on, bro.
So there's in my personal experience, there's a gap with some... majority of the females are okay, but there is a gap with... minority of these girls that they've taken on too much masculinity. Does that make sense?
Right.
And like you said, there's a disconnect. They say, hey man, I'm this is what I'm hired to do. Like, I'm gonna go home, I'm gonna order Uber Eats.
Right. Look, they're taking on masculine roles because the men, unfortunately, the majority of them nowadays are a bunch of bitches. And I'll say that, like, I'm calling out my own race.
Yeah.
Like, us men, we need to do better.
No, that's true.
Because
I'm right there with you. Trust me, I see it every day.
And listen, I know guys that be on some sim shit, and like, I know they're not simps. Like, I know these guys are masculine men.
You slipping up,
but because they're so scared of the backlash, or they think that they're not going to get girls because if they show a little masculinity, like, they're going to lose girls or whatever.
Right.
They're scared to be themselves.
Right.
You know what I mean? They're like, no. Like, girls like simps, so I got to be a simp. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Girls like you to be romantic and nice and not ever raise your voice.
Right.
So they
don't take initiative.
Right. And I'm like, dude, just be your fucking self. Like, you have no idea how powerful that is.
But people lose themselves on being themselves. Like, that's where it goes.
Yeah. And it's all...
Because they get influenced by all this shit, bro.
No, like, it's all for pussy, bro. It's all for pussy.
But they get influenced by all this stupid shit, like, on Instagram, like... You know, you see ass every day. You know what I mean? Like, and you think it's so accessible, and they say, "Oh, okay, yeah, maybe it is. Yeah, I can get all of these bitches because they're all on here." You know what I mean? And it doesn't make sense.
No,
like, something's lost.
Dude. No, you know what it is? It's like they'll see these fucking fine ass girls posting, like, "I want a guy that's gonna, like, give me flowers every week and do all this crazy simp shit," right?
Right.
But they're posting that because they just got their heart broken by El Toxico, right? Like a motherfucker like me, and I'm the one that they always hit up. After they break up with that sim dude, like, well, what are you doing? And they go back to this dude.
Yeah.
So be that guy. Don't be the guy that's a fucking sim, because she won't go back to you. Be the fucking guy that she goes back to all the time.
Yeah.
Be the guy that she can't even mention your name without getting pissed off.
Yeah. Where she still thinks about you 3 years later.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, and it's tough sometimes because, like, you will get shit on. You will get cussed the fuck out. Everybody's gonna hate you. Her whole family's gonna hate you, right?
Yeah.
So, you gotta take that on the chin. Like, that's part of the game.
Yeah, right.
But that guy right there, the guy that her family hates, is the guy she's gonna hit up when she's lonely.
Yeah.
Where's he at?
Do you see this shit changing, like, anytime soon? Or maybe, what do you think it's gonna look like in 10 years, bro?
Oh, I think it'll be a dramatic shift back to what it was.
Yeah?
That's me personally.
Why is that?
Because, like, for example, just take a look at, like, the fashion trends.
Yeah.
Like, shit from the 90s is coming back now.
True.
You know what I mean? Look at all the new music that's coming out. Like, they're using beats from the early 2000s.
Right.
Everything comes back around. So, I think there was masculinity.
You think people are tired of this shit that's going on?
I think they will get eventually. Because what's going to happen is all this, like, oh, it's not okay to be masculine. Like, you guys need to be chill. It's going to create a generation of pussy-ass motherfuckers.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
And then those pussy ass motherfuckers, like the women that grow up in that generation, are gonna be so tired of those dudes that it's gonna create another generation of like masculine dudes. So I think it will come back full circle.
Yeah. I really hope so, man. Because I was raised to be. Listen, first of all, you're respectful.
Absolutely.
But being respectful came not from the root word respectful. I became respectful because if I wasn't respectful, I got my ass beat. So if I didn't want my ass beat, then you better respect what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And you better respect your grandma, your aunts, your deals. And people in the street don't talk to the cashiers like that. Or, you know, I was brought up like that. Hey, man, like, you better watch it. Be like, okay.
Absolutely. Listen, when I say be a masculine man and take charge, I don't mean being disrespectful.
Right. That's what I wanted to clarify.
Yeah, I don't fuck with disrespect. Like,
right.
Respect is everything.
Right.
You could be respectful and still, you know, take charge and lead the way. It's just about how you do it. You know what I mean?
Right,
you don't have to be disrespectful. Like, hey, bitch, sit down, make me some dinner. Like, no, that's disrespectful. You know what I mean? It's all about fucking respect. But yeah, like, people have lost respect, man. Like, just in general.
True.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like online. Like, dudes are talking shit online.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, you would never say that to me.
Person.
You would never say that to me in my face.
Right.
If you saw me in person, you would not say that to me.
Right.
You would look at me and you would think twice. And you know, and there's some dudes that would say it, but they're not the ones on there talking shit.
True.
Like, the true OGs that would come up to you and say some shit or punch you in the face, they're not online talking shit. They're just like, wait till I see this motherfucker.
You know what I mean?
But dude, I get the shit all the time, man. Some fat, fucking overweight, 40-year-old bald dude from fucking Arkansas. You fucking pussy, fucking pretty boy. You think you're all hard, blah blah blah. Like, I posted one, and I was like, oh, like, don't get shot trying to be there for her, right? And then this guy, what I just described was that guy, right?
Yeah.
He looked like a fucking ginger Shrek, bro. Like, that's the best way I can explain it, right? And he goes, "Don't worry, princess, I shoot back." Right? And I'm like, I look at his profile picture, right? And I'm like, bro, I'm not even worried about my girl going to you. Trust me.
You're living in the sticks.
Yeah, you have zero chance of the girls I date going to you, bro.
Right,
please, sit down. I had another one where, like, I drink light beer, right?
Yeah.
But people talk shit online about me drinking light beer. I'm like, bro, I go to the gym 6 days a week.
Right.
So it's like, I have to counterbalance it. Right. I can't be drinking IPAs. Like,
right.
90 fucking calorie beers. That's what I drink.
Right.
Because I work out. This dude's like, I posted something, right? And he commented, well, maybe that's why you get cheated on, because you drink light beer.
Right? That makes no sense.
Right. Makes zero sense. But I looked at his profile picture. It was some fat dude. Right. And I was like, and all I commented back was, it might do you some good to drink some light beer. Right. That's all I commented back.
This fool eating Lucky Charms at 4 in the morning.
Yeah. He's drinking those fucking extra fat beers. You know what I mean? I'm like, it might do you some good to drink some light beer.
The extra fat beer. Exactly.
And dude got so butthurt. He starts replying fucking, oh, just because I'm fat doesn't make me a loser. What's your excuse? And I'm like, I'm not even going to entertain it. Like, just, I already shit on you. Keep it pushing.
Yeah, that's what do you call it? It's delusional, dog.
No,
delusion.
But that's what it is. This whole generation, along with the whole simp generation, is like, they're so used to talking shit online without any repercussions.
No repercussions.
Because, like, when me and you grew up, like, social media wasn't a thing. Social media did not exist.
Nah.
MySpace came about, like, towards the end of my high school career.
Right.
Like, my last year, you know what I mean? And it was just vibes and music. That's all it fucking was. Yeah, there, yeah. There was no shit talking on
right,
there.
Right, right. No, it was. Yeah, it was a good time.
It was a great time. It was just vibes. You put the SpongeBob with the little gangster outfit on. You remember that shit? You put a music in the background. It was yep. Sharing pictures. True. Your top 10 friends.
There was no, that's right, man. There was no shit talking back then.
No, there wasn't. It was that's just right. Good vibes. That's all right. It was. But so like we grew up in a generation where it's like if you had something to say to somebody, you had to say it in their face.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or you said it to somebody and it eventually got to him and then you had to see him face to face and now it was a fight.
True.
So you had to watch your mouth because it was either you run your mouth knowing you're going to fight a lot or you shut the fuck up because you can't fight. True. You know what I mean? True. It was one or the other.
And that's this way today. Like I go out and say, man, that motherfucker has no self-awareness.
Right.
Like, you're on... The thing I hate in this,
like they're talking shit online. I'm like, bro, like you would not say that to me.
Yeah,
you would not be this ballsy in person.
Right. Yeah. There's no self awareness. Like, yo, it doesn't make any sense. People got too comfortable with the online, persona that they don't even have, and it's ridiculous.
Oh, pull up right now. Like, oh, okay, you live in Illinois. You want me to fly over to whip your ass? Like, shut the fuck up, bro. I'd fuck you up if I ever saw you in the streets. And I was just like, okay, you know, it's funny you say that. There was actually this guy. I wouldn't say dating, but I was hooking up with this
guy. You were dating?
No. Uh-huh. I was hooking up with some chick, and this guy was like her best friend, right? And the guy found out it was me that she was hooking up with, and he had like a fake page, right? It was like talking about like sports or whatever. It was a boxing page, like real boxing talk, 909, whatever the fuck it was. If you guys find that page, he's a bitch. Just FYI. But I didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
And he would always reply to my videos. And some of the videos was like me shooting or whatever. You know, like I said, I'm not going to say what I do on here, but I carry a gun, often.
Yeah.
And like, oh, if you were in my city, you'd get clapped up. If you were in my city, I'd run up on you. You'd get shot up. You ain't shit, right?
Yeah.
Talking all this shit. And I'm like, who the fuck is this fake page, right? I finally find out it was him because the homegirl that I was fucking posted a video of like fucking her and him, like with like one of these, like a little selfie video, and tagged
that
account. And I'm like, oh. And I would see this dude in the gym every fucking day. And
he wouldn't
day.
Say anything to
he
you.
He wouldn't say a fucking thing to me. He was just, and I remember because like, I knew who he was because he would always look at me.
Yeah.
And then when I would look back, he'd like shy away. I'm like, why is this dude always looking at me, bro? Like, what the fuck is his problem? And then when I finally put one and two together, I'm like, oh, it's that little bitch. I'm like, he saw me every day at the gym and didn't bother to say shit to me once.
That's the problem with the
society. That's the goddamn problem. Because if you really wanted to do something, you could have been like, hey, motherfucker.
Yeah. Yep.
You're fucking the girl. Yeah. My fucking dream crush or whatever, you know?
He's on that simp shit.
Pussy.
Well, listen, man, what's next for you, dog, on social media? Hold on, man, so listen, we'll wrap up right now, bro. Where do you see your social media going on in the future? What's next for you?
Shit, man. Like I said, I want to do the YouTube thing. Like I said, the YouTube shorts.
Which I encourage.
Yeah, and then, shit, maybe more podcasts, you know? Who knows? Maybe maybe someone sees this or like, oh, yeah, he's kind of funny or whatever and get him on. So just something in that direction, but...
What I see for you is like either like the YouTube thing, a podcast. Like you should do it, man. Like you know what your version of Call Her Daddy would be. This is what it is.
Oh yeah.
So if you look up that podcast, everybody knows probably what that podcast is. But it's like the female version of what you're doing.
Right. Yeah.
But no one, and like I said, like people are afraid to be masculine these days, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Or they're just afraid to speak their mind. I don't give a fuck if I get canceled. You heard that here. I don't give a fuck. Like I did that shit out of boredom. And I'm here now, so yeah, whatever.
That's funny, dog. But yeah, man, listen, bro. First of all, thanks for the beers.
Hey man, you're welcome, man.
Cheers, bro.
Hey,
cheers.
Yeah, cheers, thank you.
Second, thanks for talking to me today, bro. I wanted to meet you, see what's up. You know, just shoot the shit, chop it up.
Yeah, man, it was a great time, man. It's actually my first podcast.
Oh, that's ever, what's up. That's ever. What's up.
And like, I'm not a guy that really listens to podcasts, so I was really like, I mean, I know generally what they're about, right? Yeah, but I was like, fuck it, I'll just wing it.
Yeah.
I was over here like, you know what? Maybe I should like watch some videos. and see what's up.
Just
know
be
what
yourself.
Mean?
Just be yourself.
Yeah, and I was like, nah, fuck this shit. I'm just gonna drink beer and be my motherfucking self, because that's what's got me this far, anyways.
Well, you know? that's something I had to learn too. Is like, hey, maybe you know, I should structure some shit or do some shit.
Yeah, no.
But I was like, you know what, man? Let me just be myself, as fucking stupid and wild as I am, and you know, just talk as much bullshit and as I want.
If that's the formula for success, like, don't
want to see real.
Yeah, don't be like, so like, yeah, I can't really talk about what I do, but like, I train some rookies sometimes.
Yeah.
And they try to, at work, they try to be this tough guy at work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I always tell them, like, bro, like, you're the people you're dealing with at work, like, they see right through it.
True.
People can tell when you're being fake, or when you're just acting, or when you're just trying to be somebody you're not. People could tell right the fuck away. I'm like, just be your fucking self.
Yeah.
And that's it. You know what I mean?
You gain respect from that.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why I was like, man, like I said, maybe I should do some, you know, look up some podcasts.
Some homework. Let me do my homework real quick.
Let me do my homework, right? I'm like, man, fuck that. I'm just going to be me, drink some beer, and fuck whatever happens, happens.
Bro, that's perfect, man. Perfect. Listen, tell everybody where they can find you, man. What's your socials, et cetera, et cetera.
Dude, it's just Swervin' Irvin on fucking TikTok. I will start a YouTube channel. It's going to be probably called Swervin' with Swerve, but I'll link it in to my TikTok, and then I'll probably have to start a new fucking IG.
You should, bro.
But that'll be coming. But I'll post all that shit.
I'm gonna put you. I'll blast you up on IG. You start that new one though.
Yeah, I haven't thought that far yet. You know what I'm saying?
Got so much content you could go back in this timeless.
Yeah. So we'll figure it out. But yeah, definitely YouTube channel. I'm thinking this will be called Swervin' with Swerve. I think it has a nice ring to it.
That's tight. Well, yeah, man. Good looking out, man. Cheers. Thanks for getting on. We'll catch you, ladies and gentlemen, next time. That's what's up.
All right, guys. End that shit.